Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
Okay, so the rain is stopping. It looks like the sun is coming out. And it is the annual Franschhoek Bastille Festival, which is happening. It's now in its 25th year. And on the line to tell us more about it, we have, Dariel Robertson? Yes, Dariel Robertson. Hi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Bianca.
Tell us a bit what's going on this weekend in Franschhoek.
Well, the rain is going to clear and stop, and we're going to have the sun out and hopefully snow on the mountain peaks. And Bastille is just the best time in Franschhoek. The entire town gets dressed up in its red, white, and blue. The village is full of happy, excited people ready to celebrate our French heritage. And we have the food and wine marquee up at the top by the monument. That takes place from 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Saturday and 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Sunday with live bands and over 60 food and wine stands made up of our local wineries and our local restaurants.
And I would imagine with France being in the final of the World Cup, there's a real vibe going on. And
yes.
Is there a place where visitors can watch the match, or is that too late?
No, definitely. There are loads of places within town. So what we do is we stop the marquee at 5 o'clock and we welcome people into the town where all the local restaurants and pubs will be having big screens and will be showing the soccer as well as the tennis. We can't forget about our Kevin Anderson.
Is it all things with French theme? Is it going to be blue and white French attire? Is there a dress code?
So we don't have a formal dress code, but we ask everyone to dress up. We also have the hospice and the local charities that do sell berets and scarves and all the rest of the things if you don't have something. But I suggest you put on your winter woolies and your Wellington boots and get dressed up in your red, blue and white and come and enjoy the day with us. There are still tickets available, so they are available via web tickets.
And tell us about the prices. Tell us about the prices of the tickets.
So on Saturday, the entrance to the food and wine marquee is 350 rand. And on Sunday, the entrance to the food and wine marquee is 280 rand. Kids do get in free. And on Sunday, we have a massive kiddies area where you sign your kids in. There are childminders. And we've got something for all ages. So we even have a PlayStation station for the older kids.
Ooh.
So we really do have something for everyone on the Sunday.
Very clever to have a PlayStation section. And also there's wine tasting. Just the last question, you can buy a booklet with tokens. How does that work?
So when you enter the marquee, we give you a booklet of tasting coupons where you can go around from farm to farm tasting the different wines on offer. And we give you a 20 Rand voucher that you can use on any bottle of wine within the marquee. I always say to people, when you are using your tasting coupon, try and taste something new and different. Don't go to your old favorites. Use it as an opportunity to discover maybe the smaller wineries or wineries that you haven't tasted before.
Good advice. I mean, it's true. You always kind of fall back on your old faithful when it comes to tasting wine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bianca. Have a great weekend.
And have a great weekend, too. That was Dariel Robertson phoning from the Bastille Festival, which is taking place in the Franschhoek Valley. For more information, you can go onto their website, franschhoekbastille.co.za. Right, so something else we're going to look to now of what we're doing this weekend. First we're going to go to line 4 because the Consul General of France is in Cape Town, and Laurent Amar.
Yes, good morning, Bianca. Thank
Bonjour.
You so much for having me.
Tell us what's going on this weekend with France playing.
We'll have a screening of the final in the Alliance Française, but we're also part, in a way, of the Franschhoek Festival, because we'll have a winemaking and movies festival tonight.
Okay, so tell us about how people can get involved.
It's easy. They can go to the web ticket and buy the ticket for the event tonight in Franschhoek Cellar. It's the first edition of this festival, and we are really excited about it, because Franschhoek is the place where the first French people actually came to South Africa. and we have a common ground in wine. So they were here for helping winemaking, and we have also another common ground in the movies now with the Western Cape region. So we're excited. We sold already a lot of tickets, but there are still a few to be sold. So we are looking forward to it.
What can viewers expect from the movie? Give us a short synopsis of what the movie is about.
Okay, it's a movie. It's a real gem for this first edition of the festival because it takes place in Burgundy, and there's already a strong cooperation between Burgundy and the Western Cape region. It tells a lot about winemaking in France, and it is a beautiful story. It is a story of siblings. There's a brother who has traveled all around the world and comes back to his birthplace in Burgundy. And they have to come to terms with his sister and his other brother because their father just passes away, and they have to make plans, you know, for the harvest which will just begin. And as the four seasons pass, they have to grow the wine and to mature also their relationship.
Sounds wonderful. Tell us a little bit about the cost of the tickets and how people can get them.
Yeah, so the tickets cost 350 rands, but it's not only to see the movies. There's a cocktail party after that. It's a real premiere. We'll get also explanation about the winemaking in France by a specialist. And you can get the ticket on web tickets.
And there's a cocktail party as well, is that correct?
Yes, absolutely, that's correct. This is in French Chouk Cellar, so you will have wine. Chouk Cellar, so you will have wine, of course, and food.
Yeah. And is there a dress code? Do people need to dress smart?
Yes, we say that it was smart because it's a premiere after all.
Yeah, it's the first time that it's being shown in South Africa, is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It will be actually released on the 20th of July in all Ster Kineco cinemas.
Yes.
But it will be shown for the first time tonight in French Chouk.
Okay. And I ask, you will be watching the game on Sunday?
Of course. Of course. We are all be there in Alliance Française.
Yes.
And of course, we'd be excited. It's a very tough game because Croatia is a good team.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much for telling us more about this fantastic event.
Thank you very much, Bianca.
Thank you. The Consul General of France, Laurent Amar, telling us about a movie that's being released at the French Book Festival, Bastille Day, Back to Burgundy, along with wine drinking and food and a cocktail party, which looks like lots of fun. You can go onto their website to find out more, theconsulofrance.org, and just enter in Back to Burgundy and you should find it. Okay, our third thing to do in Cape Town this weekend is get your laugh on at Jive Cape Town Funny Festival. And we have Eddie Kassar on the line now to tell us more. Hi, Eddie. Are you there? Have we lost Eddie? No, we've lost Eddie. We're going to try get him back on the line, but to hear more about that festival. But who do we have on the line now? We've got Andrew Douglas, owner and producer of The Wine Show. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Good afternoon, Bianca.
Hi. Tell us a little bit about what's going on this weekend.
Well, welcome to Wonderland in the Sun Exhibit space at Grand West. Last night we opened, had a fantastic opening night tonight, Friday, from 5 till 9, and tomorrow from 3 till 9, around 80 brands under one roof, three interactive tasting theatres, and a winter Wonderland theme with snowmen and snow and ice sculptures and all sorts of fantastic things.
Just tell us exactly where it is.
It's in the Sun Exhibit space at Grand West, which is a beautiful exhibition space of about 2,500 square metres, and we have around 80 brands under one roof.
Is it the first time you're doing it in Cape Town, or have you been doing it a while?
We launched the event itself has been running since 2006.
Yes.
The Cape Town leg was introduced last year for the first time in mid-December. However, we have moved the Cape Town leg of the five-stop tour nationally to mid-July instead.
Oh, okay. All right. And tell us a little bit about ticket prices. Are there tickets? Can you just arrive? What should customers expect when they arrive?
It's 140 Rand when you buy online,
okay.
Which gets you your wine glass, your tasting, your show guide, obviously access to tasting up to 80 brands on the floor, as I mentioned.
Mm.
If you buy at the door, you can certainly do that, obviously, but numbers are limited. It's 160 Rand on the door.
160 Rand on the door. And can you get a weekend pass, or is this...
Yes, you can. So if you wanted to make the most of that, the weekend passes are 220 Rand each, which will obviously get you in tonight and tomorrow if you haven't already bought and went along last night.
Okay, and then just to wrap up, just explain the Winter Wonderland, the Winter Wineland theme. Will there be anything wintry?
Yes, there certainly is. We've got obviously a themed space that very much looks like you're stepping into a Christmas in July space, so snowmen, ice sculptures, snow in some parts of the hall, snowing down on you. We have a delicious food offering of lots of hearty stews and a warm winter menu, and it's a really great night out.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for your time and for telling us about your festival.
Thank you for having me.
That was Andrew Douglas, owner and producer of The Wine Show. The wonderful world of wine awaits those who crave a bit of magic and plenty of adventure this weekend at the Tops at Spa Winter Wonderland. But we now have Eddie Kassar back on the line, owner of the Jive Cape Town Funny Festival. Hi, Eddie.
Hello, Bianca. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Okay. Tell us what's happening at the Jive Cape Town Funny Festival.
Funny Festival. It's in its 14th edition.
Amazing.
It is a month-long gala show of the best comedy in the country, the best comedy in the city, and the best variety acts that I could find around the world on one show. So we've got handsome Alan Committee, who's our MC throughout the month. And the comics that are on the show are Mark Lottering, Katzen Konzo, Rob Van Puren, Sivan Gezi, Kanyezi Bulu, and I interweave those with some fantastic variety acts. The Queen is here. Her Majesty opens the Funny Festival.
Yeah.
She didn't want to meet Trump in London, so she came here. It's the world's top impersonator of Queen Elizabeth II. His name is Jerry Connolly. He's out of Melbourne, and he officially opens the festival, and it is hilarious.
That sounds
and then
great.
He's followed by numerous comics that I've just told you, but we've also got Raymond Son, who's pissed off that he's here because he should be watching the soccer in France. He's a Frenchman, and he is one of the top physical comics I have seen. He does a wonderful piece of an Olympic gymnast. I'm not going to tell you more because it's beautiful.
It's interesting that you say physical comics. Is that a different style of comedy, sort of slapstick? Would you call it that?
We try and show people that comedy isn't only stand-up.
Yes.
It is also impersonating. It is also physical. It's also expressive. It is also circus. Actually, leading on to circus is that we've got a lady here from Canada by the name of Mookie Cornish. And she was for 5 years the lead clown on Cirque du Soleil.
Amazing.
And she does a beautiful, beautiful opera piece with an audience member. But she asks the audience member questions beforehand, the answers of which are written on her body. And then they sing together. It is beautiful.
Wow, that sounds quite special.
Now, I'm getting everybody excited just to tell you that there are no tickets left. For this weekend.
The biggest joke at the end. You kept it for the end.
Are, correct. I left it just for the end. We are heavily, 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 heavily booked. So you need to go to Web Tickets ASAP and buy a ticket for the fourth week. I'm telling you that you need to buy tickets for August.
Oh, my word.
We are really heavily booked for between now and August. You'll find tickets. We opened on Monday. And we're running till the 5th of August. We have 30 performances. We've done four. We've got 26 to go. And the show's beautiful. It's different.
Sounds
and
different.
People are going to love it.
It's interesting. Are you always fully booked? Is it always a popular festival? Or would you say people are really in need of a laugh right now?
People are always in need of a laugh. People come to the Jive Cats on Funny Festival to escape. People love to escape. They don't want to be challenged with heavy theatre, and they want to go out and escape. And have I been heavily booked for this festival? It's an arrogant thing to say, but for 14 years we've been sold out.
Amazing. Long may that last. That's fantastic.
Long may that last.
Thank you so much.
190 Rand. Come there, buy your ticket now for August or the end of the month or whatever, otherwise you're going to lose out.
Awesome. Thanks for the heads up. Thanks, Eddie.
Cheers, Duncan.
Cheers. That was Eddie Kassar, owner of the Jive Cape Town Funny Festival, saying that you should get book tickets for upcoming shows immediately.
Cape Talk. 5 things to do this weekend.
Okay, so next on the line, we have got Leila Bardin-Taylor to tell us about what she's organizing this weekend. Hello, Leila, are you there? No, have we lost Leila? We're going to try get her back on the line. She is going to be telling us about where you can watch the FIFA 2018 Soccer World Cup to end off our 5 things to do. So she's back on the line. Leila, are you there?
Hi, Danka. How are you?
I'm fine. Very well. I think we lost you for a moment there. Welcome back to the show. Tell us what you're planning this weekend for FIFA.
So this weekend, we've got something really, really cool planned. We actually organized a FIFA gaming tournament to coincide with the FIFA World Cup finals. Basically, the FIFA gaming tournament is a game console-based sport, and people versus each other via the game, and then the winner, the country winner, will actually win a cash prize. That part of the event is sold out, but we've also got some amazing food vendors, all local food vendors, and some light entertainment for the kids at the event as well.
Give us an idea of what kind of entertainment you've got
for
the kids.
It's just basically a chill area, and we've got some other vendors, vape vendors, food vendors, and some drawing activity for the kids, as well as a jumping castle. Nothing like a really chilled out Sunday, but with good football and great food.
Okay, tell us how much it costs and where it is.
The event costs 50 Rand to enter. You can buy tickets, are available on Quicket. And the venue is based at the Shark Supporters Club in Palmyra Road, Claremont.
And how can people book?
They can book via Quicket.
And on Facebook? Can they get hold of you on Facebook?
Okay,
as well?
So our social media handles is Next Event Cape Town. For both Facebook and Instagram, you can find more information on those social media channels. And then also via email, if you'd like to drop us a mail at nexteventscapetown@gmail.com for more information.
And maybe just tell our gamers, our keen gamers out there, what kind of prizes you're offering for that.
So we've got some of the vendors are availing prizes to the winners, but we've got a cash prize for the main competition winner, valued at 1,000 Rand.
Fantastic. It sounds really exciting. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
That was Leila Taylor, organizer of the Watch the FIFA 2018 Soccer World Cup final.